Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Clemente moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sanguillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blass, and towards Cash, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass fires to first and picks off Day. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Robertson moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 1 in the game. Blass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Pagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bateman moves to third. Morton moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Morton scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 4-3, Pirates. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Day moves to third. It's Pirates, 4, Expos, 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. fairly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive towards short. Allie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-2 in the game. Blass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morton bunts towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morton for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 5-4, Expos. Bob Veal now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Hunt moves to third. Day moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards first. Robertson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 5, Expos, 5. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Clemente moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Sanguilan reaches third base with a triple. Clemente scores. Stargell scores. Robertson goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Dan McGinn now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan is walked intentionally. Gene Klein's pinch hits for Bob Veal. Steve Renko now pitching. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Gene Klein's. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Sanguilan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-5, Pirates. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive towards the mound. Renko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Alley strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Steve Renko. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Ferry goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6 Pirates. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Day strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.